Hidden history on the Wake Up Call. It's time to have a look at that. Charles Fay is our history expert. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
And welcome back to 2021.
Yeah, thanks. Been a bit of a break.
Let's hope that 2020 is just consigned to history.
History, yeah.
So listen,
yeah,
this morning...
Yeah,
not a great year. This morning, wanted to look at, as we always do, something in our area in central Victoria. And the great stupor of compassion, I think, is... I must admit, when I first came to this area, I was just amazed at this magnificent building, only just a few k's from Bendigo, and one of the biggest example of a stupor in the Southern Hemisphere. It's quite amazing, really.
Yeah, look, I must admit, Mark, I haven't been to see the stupor, but I should go, having read a bit about it recently. Yeah, I think it's the biggest in the Western world, and it's modelled on a similar stupa in the in Tibet,
right,
which dates right back to the Middle Ages, and the one in Tibet is basically what you'd call a pantheon of Indo-Tibetan region, and it has all the sort of icons of the Buddhist religion from that area.
Yeah, I've been to the one here a couple of times actually, and I must admit, I'm not a Buddhist, and I don't really understand much about Buddhism, but it certainly gives off an aura of peace, I find it a really relaxing place to go and just walk and just sort of, you know, think and all those sorts of things. But do we know sort of when it started here and what the idea behind it was? Because I was looking and I couldn't really see too much on that.
No, I mean, Buddhism itself goes right back to the gold rushes, of course. You know, the lots of Chinese Buddhists on the gold field. So, as part of our sort of long tradition, Buddhism is very important. I think attempts to sort of build the one in Bendigo go back about 20 years,
right.
And I think they were largely led by an Ian Green, who has been pushing the project for 20 years, and it's a huge structure, isn't it? I mean, at its base, it's 50 metres square, and at its height, it's 50 metres high, and it's taken upwards of 20 years to construct at the cost of about $20 million. And they have had some sort of, minor support from the state government, who gave them $2.5 million.
Yeah, no, it is. It's huge when you go there and you go inside it, and it's still, you know, not totally complete now, but they've got the top bit on. I think there is a particular term for it that I can't think of, but they've got the top bit on there now. But you walk in, and of course they've got this huge jade Buddha, which again is I think, you know, one of the biggest, certainly in this area or a country or whatever, but very, very impressive.
Yeah, well, that's a fascinating story too, because it's built from a piece of jade that was discovered in Canada in 2000, and the jade Buddha is 2.5 meters high and sits on an alabaster throne, so which is itself close to 1.6 meters high, and it took years to construct. So the jade had to be sort of was found somewhere in the Canadian wilderness, and they constructed. It's modelled on a sort of Tibetan Buddha, and it took several years, you can imagine, to construct this statue from the jade stone. And apparently, when they cut away the jade, every piece of jade that came off was collected and then reused in the backing for the statue.
Ah.
And when it was completed, it went on a worldwide tour, sort of showing the statue to the world.
And it's quite, which even more sort of, I guess, meritorious for those locally involved in it, that it's ended up in,
in Victoria.
In little old Bendigo, which
in
I know is not...
little old Bendigo.
Yeah, but it's quite amazing. It really is. And I would certainly recommend, that you do, and certainly that any of our listeners, if you've got an afternoon to spare, go out and just have a walk around. They're doing the gardens up and all that sort of stuff, and it's really, really, really nice. So it's a great piece of quirky history in our backyard, isn't it, Charles?
And its objectives are wonderful. You know, one of its objectives is to inspire people to seek a peaceful spiritual path. You know, I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yep. Geez, I've been trying to do that for years myself, mate. I think I've wandered off the path a few times, but we're getting there. Charles, great to have you back on, and look forward to chatting to you each week throughout the year, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Okay, Mark, catch you.